This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government officials say the first COVID-19 vaccines will begin arriving in states Monday morning. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
General Gus Perna says he expects the first shipments to arrive Monday with more over the following 2 days.
Within the next 24 hours, they will begin moving vaccine from the Pfizer manufacturing facility to the UPS and FedEx hubs. And then it will go out to the 636 locations nationwide.
Perna knows there won't be enough initial doses to vaccinate Americans for herd immunity.
We know that we are not done. We are not done until every American has access to the vaccine.
For those skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine, FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says they didn't cut corners, just red tape.
I know the meticulousness of the review that the FDA has done. I will absolutely take this COVID-19 vaccine.
And Hahn continues to say they were guided by science and not pushed by politics. I'm Julie Walker.
South Korea reported a record 950 daily coronavirus cases on Saturday, exceeding the late February peak of 909, Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
President Moon Jae-in has ordered the mobilization of police, military personnel, and public medical doctors in an effort to curb the spread of the virus. The surge has been a blow to South Korea's pandemic fighting system, which used invasive tracing, testing and quarantine to suppress previous waves without lockdowns, keeping daily infections below 50 for much of the summer. The third wave comes despite tougher social distancing rules that took effect on Tuesday, including unprecedented curfews on restaurants and most other businesses.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. Iranian state television reports that dissident journalist Ruhollah Zam, who was convicted of fomenting violence during anti-government protests 3 years ago, was executed on Saturday. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Iranian dissident journalist Ruhollah Zam was executed on Saturday, according to Iran's state television. Zam was convicted of fomenting violence during anti-government protests in 2017. Which began as regional protest over economic hardship and spread nationwide. His Ahmad News social media feed had more than 1 million followers. On Saturday, press advocacy group Reporters Without Borders tweeted that the group is outraged by, quote, new crime of Iranian justice and sees Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei as the mastermind of this execution. Amnesty International said it was, quote, shocked and horrified by Iran's action.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. A convoy carrying medicines and relief supplies from the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Ethiopian Red Cross Society has reached Ethiopia's Tigray province to help people affected by the fighting there. The seven Red Cross trucks carried supplies for hospital patients in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele, along with blankets, tarpaulins, and other items to help civilians displaced from their homes. Patrick Youssef, the ICRC's Africa director, said the aid was essential, particularly for hospitals and vulnerable people.
Hospitals and primary healthcare centers are seriously hampered in their delivery of services just because they don't have enough material.
The convoy was arranged in coordination with Ethiopian government authorities. It is the first international aid to arrive in Tigray since the conflict erupted almost 6 weeks ago.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Charlie Pride, country music's first African-American star, whose rich baritone on such hits as Kiss an Angel Good Morning helped sell millions of records and made him the first black member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, has died. He was 86. Pride died Saturday in Dallas of complications from COVID-19, according to his public relations firm. During his career, Charlie Pride released dozens of albums and sold more than 25 million records. His hits include Is Anybody Going to San Antone, All I Have to Offer You Is Me, and Does My Ring Hurt Your Finger? He won 3 Grammy Awards, had more than 30 number one hits, and won the Country Music Association's Top Male Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year Awards. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2000. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.